I'm so sorry for like yelling at you guys in the beginning there. I didn't even think. I was like, oh, this is a great song. I'm going to tell them it's a great song. And then I unmuted and I was like, guys, this is a great song. And then I was like, wait, like I probably shouldn't have done that. I wasn't, you know.
It was funny though.
My bad, team. Hi, everyone. My name is Carissa. Let me restart. Hi, everyone. My name is Carr. Is that better?
My name is Carr.
Carr.
Like vroom?
Like vroom.
Like vroom vroom.
Like vroom vroom vroom.
Vroom vroom vroom.
You know, I see people with the name Carr all the time on TikTok, and I'm like, you guys are so confident in that. Let me be you. You know what we forgot? Hi, everybody. My name is Carr. Welcome back to Bookmarked.
Who's we? I don't know what anything does on that panel.
She's lying right now because Kira's been here for ages. You've been here for literal ages. And you know that we do the beep every time because you complain about it every time.
I don't complain about
it. So you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking actually that you knew that we were about to do the beep and you said, thank God that Carissa did not remember. Thank God that Carr did not remember.
Thank God Vroom Vroom did not remember to press the beep button.
We're not doing Vroom Vroom, but realistically, I've been getting... That was so harsh. I'm so sorry.
So we're not gonna do that, but like
let's cultural, like let's do a little reset, everybody. Ready? Hi everyone, my name is Carr. Welcome back to Bookmarked. Today I'm joined by my best friend Kira.
Hey.
Hey Kira.
Back again.
Kira and I had a little discussion. I was like, my show is so much better when you're here, so you should just be here like all the time.
And she said this to me without me telling her to say it, so it's like authentic, everybody. Like,
it was authentic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Kira said, no, I hate you. I'm never coming on this show.
I actually spit on her face.
Yeah, it was really nasty, too.
Yeah, but then I felt bad, so.
Yeah, she wiped it off.
I did, with my sleeve. It was really romantic.
Yes. It was like one of those moments in a TV show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And frenemies to enemies to lovers.
We're in that phase now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I hope people can hear us. I haven't done this in a while.
I mean, I think so. It sounds like it normally does.
Yeah. Let's do a quick run it back chat, and let's see. Can everyone hear us? You guys can hear us. That's awesome. I'm so happy for you. You are blessed.
Yeah.
Hashtag. You're blessed with our voices.
Yeah.
Because in this scenario, me and Kira are the gods here.
Obviously.
And we're talking at you from like the world above your head. Like think of us like kind of on your shoulders and like we're the gods speaking into your ears, giving you our wisdom.
Carr is the angel and then I'm the devil on your shoulder. I'm telling you to do all the stupid shit you shouldn't be doing.
I really appreciate that you said that I was the angel because that's what I would have given me too.
Yeah.
Because I think I don't know that everybody would agree with that, but I really like that take.
No, I think that you are because I've decided that I'm carrying over my hater tendencies into 2026. So I feel like that just automatically makes me the devil on your shoulder, but I keep your life interesting. So yes. I feel like it's okay.
Mwah.
Mwah.
Okay. So we have kind of a busy schedule today. I was walking over here and I've been thinking about this for a little bit, like since I was, you know, in my room saying, show tonight. Let's get our stuff together. 2026 resolution, swear on the radio less. That's a lie. I got exclusive permission to swear on the radio and I will say fuck whenever I want.
I mean, you started the show with
fucks. Yelling at you guys. This is a fucking good song. Is that what I said?
Yeah.
What did I say?
Yeah, like guys, listen, it's a fucking good song or something like that.
Guys,
I don't know.
Nobody's Girl by Tate McRae actually slaps.
That was my first time hearing it and it was actually like at 8.
It's kind of life changing to me. That song, I had a moment and I was incredibly out of my mind. You know the phrase that's like, oh, you've eaten a sandwich?
Mm.
It's like, oh, eating a sandwich while you're eating a sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, I know. I get it.
I had eaten like so many sandwiches.
Yeah, she was hungry, guys. But they were good sandwiches.
They were really good.
Yeah.
And And I was listening. So one of the things that I like to do is I put the music on and I'm like, oh, let me feel this music, because I do my color playlist. As we all know, as I state every single time I'm on the show, you know, soon I'm going to bring up the fact that my friend Shay can't see pictures, because I bring that up a lot too. But anyways,
she can't see pictures.
We can't get into this. I've done this on almost every single one of these episodes. Like probably like maybe 30% of these, of any episode I've done on Bookmarked or After Class with Carissa, I have mentioned that my friend Shay cannot visualize anything. I'm so sorry, God. Shay. It sucks, but we need to move on.
Yeah,
we have a life to live.
We have things to go over. There's a list.
Like, come on. So I was listening to this song, and it's pink and it's purple and it's so fucking sparkly, and I love that.
Oh,
for this
what is
song.
It called? Synthesia?
I have no idea. I have no idea. Is that what it's called? Like when it's- you like. Think and like music turned into color.
Yeah, let me look.
That's
it
what
up.
I've been working on. This song is pink and sparkly, guys. And you know what? The whole album is like this, blue, and it's like shadowy. And you know what? I can see that too. But this song, oh my God, I can't. It's kind of hard. Like, you have to be in the right headspace.
Chromesthesia is where you can like see music as colors.
That's interesting. Now, I really struggle with that, but I'm working on it.
No, I'm wrong. Oh. Sound, color, synesthesia. I was close. Synesthesia.
Yeah, you were close. You got it.
I was almost there. You guys knew what I meant.
So I was in my room earlier, mm-hmm. and I was kind of getting ready to get here, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, and I'm like, okay, I have this show, and it's called Bookmarked. And I was looking at Goodreads earlier in class, and I was like, what did I read last year? I read a total of 18 books, which is kind of an all-time low for somebody who has a show called Bookmarked, considering that two of those were also textbooks. In my defense, my physical anthropology textbook, I read that thing, what is it, cover to cover.
Oh my God.
Cover to cover. I ate that book up. And you know what? I went back and read parts of it again for a different class. Because you know what? This shit eats. I'm sorry. See, my mom said, Carissa, don't swear. And then I got conscious about the fact that I was about to swear, and I messed up the line.
I
messed up the line. This is no criticism, please. Save all your criticism till the end of the show.
We'll have time for questions after.
Yes. Don't.
Like 2 seconds, but we'll have time.
Don't criticize me. Did you hear that?
Hear what?
I don't know. The office is really dark right now. There might be ghosts.
Don't even say it. No, I don't. We don't mess around with ghosts.
If you want to hear about ghosts, find that one episode of After Class with Carissa when my old roommate Harley was on. We talked about ghosts. Next.
You talked about ghosts without me.
Yeah. Get over it. So, I'm sorry.
I'm gooped and gagged right now.
We weren't friends at that point.
So you don't want to be my friend? We weren't friends? Is that what you're saying?
It was back when I was still scared of you.
Oh my God, yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
Good times. I said, you know what, that one, yeah, they're probably cool, but that one? Fuck, I don't want to be her friend.
She's probably a fucking bitch, actually.
That's what I thought. I thought you were. I'm so sorry.
Do I have an RBF or what is it?
Yeah, you do. You were really scary too. I stalked your Instagram and I was like, my God, this girl is scary. And now that I know you, I'm like, I think it's awesome. And I'm like, damn, like, this is sweet. She looks like such a fun girl. But when I first did not know you, I was like, who the hell is she?
That's actually really funny. That's funny.
I'm really obsessed with Instagram though. So I do judge all of your Instagrams, mm-hmm. every single one of them.
I would do that with people all the
time. Every single time I follow somebody, I am stalking the whole thing. I'm looking at your feed. I'm looking at the angles. I'm looking at the collages. Yeah. I'm looking at everything. Like, I
color
take that
scheme,
shit
themes,
seriously.
Vibes, like, yeah.
Exactly. And you know what? If you have a shitty Instagram, like, I'm not going to hold it against you as a person, really. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to, like, be judging the fact that you have a shitty Instagram. I'm going to be like, oh, this is a cool person, but shitty Instagram.
Yeah. Like, it is what it is.
Yeah. You know? Anyway, so I was in my room, and I'm doing this thing, you know, I'm doing my whole what is the show going to be thing. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about the books that I've read, and you know what? I read a really good book last year. It's called Piranesi, and I gave it 5 stars. And I said when I read it, I said, this is going to be the book of the year. And it was the book of the year. I read a few other good books this past year. I read Heated Rivalry, which was a great book. It was a great book in the sense that it was a great story. Was it well written? No.
Yeah, I feel like if you're reading for stuff well written, you're not going to review things the same way.
Yeah. So I think, like, with a lot of books too, I like that I'm able to switch up the way that I like think about a book in that sense, where it's like, oh, I can read a book like Piranesi and I can eat that up and I can love it. Right. And that is a really well written book. And then I can read a stupid little male loving male romance and eat that up, too.
That kind of has hockey in it. Like hockey is like a subplot of it.
Yeah.
Like, I
yeah,
think hockey, they mention like, hockey like yeah, once or twice.
Like once or twice they're in uniform and then they like show it for like 10 seconds and then boom.
And then the uniforms are off. Oh my God.
Did you like
that? You're a freak. You're actually a freak. Guys, everybody point and laugh at the freaking freak. You know?
You're not pointing at me right now, so it's clearly not
me.
Guys,
I'm literally pointing at her right now. And she's.
I'm going to take a picture of you right now and prove that you're not pointing at me. No, you can't point now that I have the camera.
I've been pointing, guys.
You have not been pointing.
I've been pointing at her.
Everybody, you heard it here first. Kira is canceled.
I literally am pointing at you right now.
No, you're not.
I literally am.
Your hand is in your pocket.
No, it's literally pointing at you. How
you know
can it be
what?
In my pocket?
It's below the desk, so really, I don't know what you're doing with that hand.
You sure? Don't we have a list of things to talk about?
Yeah, we're actually, I'm on the first one still. We have not got through it.
We're 15 minutes in.
You know what? Nobody's Girl played, and that was a whole 2 minutes and 48 seconds. And I had to apologize for my actions of talking through that song.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, I'll let you go.
Okay, so the show is called Bookmarked.
Right, and it's about books.
Yes.
And which are things with paper that have words on them that you read.
You know what? For someone who said, let's keep going, you sure are interrupting me a lot. Yeah, your laugh is really adorable. I'm so mad at you for that right now. So what my goal was when I had came up with the idea for the show, I was like, okay, take one of your interests and run with it. You know, what do I like? What do I like? I like to read. I like to read. I read a lot of books for not this past year, but the past like few years before there. Mm-hmm. I was going over 40. I was like, that's a lot of books for a year. I can do this. I can do a show about my love for reading and my books. And I came in and I asked Nate. And for those of you who do not know, Nate is our station manager. And I said, hey, is it okay if I have the show about books, but maybe I don't always talk about books because, you know, I haven't read as much as I would like to, but the show is still going to be about books, but maybe I go off track. And he's like, you know what? It's your show. You do whatever you want. But I felt bad. I felt bad about it because I was coming into the studio and I had this show and it's called Bookmarked and I wasn't talking about books. I was like, I was just going on random tangents and it had been like three shows and I had probably talked about books for one of them. And then it became four shows and I had talked about books for one of them and five and it was two maybe that I had actually actively talked about books. And I was like, okay, you know what? Something has to change because the show is called Bookmarked. I've got to start talking about books. And then yesterday, I posted on my story, and it was a photo of me and Kira, and we looked awesome. We looked like those cool girls who post photos on their stories. It was me, and it was Kira, and you know what? I had a lip stain on, and Kira guessed the name of my lip stain just by looking at it on my lips.
Oh, I literally did. I'm like, oh my God, is that the Benefit lip tint?
I was like, how did you know that, first of all? Like, how did you know? I literally just bought this, too. How did you know that that's the one? And she's like, oh, like, I just did.
I just knew.
Yeah. Anyways, so like I hadn't shown anybody yet. Like she didn't even know. And we looked great. And I wrote in this story and I was like, hey, Bookmarked. I was about to say after class with Carissa. Bookmarked tomorrow, 8 p.m. Bookmark it. Or I had said, no, we're live on radio tomorrow. Bookmark it. And I was like, bookmark it. It's like that eats. That eats so hard right now. And I was like, this is great. And you know what? I've said bookmark it before. We've made that joke on the radio multiple times where I was like, oh, this and this and this. You should probably bookmark that. We're going to talk this later. Bookmark it, right? So, you know, the whole like new year, new me, or for those of you who are much cooler, new year, new monkey. That's what I've been kind of rolling with. So I was like, why can the show, like, is it possible to make the show not just be about books, right? And can't the show be about interests, like things that have been bookmarked?
So I was like, oh my God, guys, let it cook.
Is this eating, guys? Is this eating? Is this is this called a monologue?
I don't know. I guess so.
Like me talking at you for a straight amount of time.
But you're eating.
Nobody tell the audience right now that I'm kind of reading a little bit of a script.
No.
Not a script, like a reference.
Just like It's got jot it's notes. Like
some jot notes right here where this is going. So for bookmarked, it's things that you like bookmark on your computer. So those that list or that bar of tabs at the very top when you're in class and you're on your computer and you're like, oh my God, I'm so bored. What of these things is my go-to to click right now to go and distract mm-hmm. me from being bored? Your bookmarks or the book, I lost my spot. Or the different things that you have tagged on Pinterest. Those mm-hmm. are bookmarked into your Pinterest account. Like mm-hmm. all of your different folders are bookmarks. Mm-hmm. Or you have the bookmarks that are obviously like in Goodreads, the things that you put in there. That is your books. Or you have the screenshots that you have saved or the videos that you have saved on TikTok. Mm-hmm. All of those are bookmarks. So I was like, holy shit. Like, these are all the things that I want life to be. A bookmark. A bookmark is every single thing that I am manifesting right now into mm-hmm. what I want to be and who I want to be. So why can't my show that's called Bookmarked mm-hmm. just be about all of the things that I'm bookmarking in my life? And that can include books, but it can mm-hmm. also include this wide variety of things that is so interesting to me. Mm-hmm. And that was my epiphany that I had at approximately maybe it's like 6:43 p.m., about 15 minutes before I was supposed to leave to come to the radio today. And you know what? We spent the very last show, me and Kira, talking about periods and different types of contraception.
Yeah.
So really, I was like, I need to find something. And it clicked. And I was like, you know what? Bookmarked? Yeah, this is a show about me and my manifestations. Deal with it, guys. Mm-hmm. That's what we are. That's what we're doing here.
Okay.
Me and Kira.
Gorge.
We're doing that together. And you know what? I'm going to need a new logo. So $10 to anyone, $10 to anybody who can design me a new logo based on everything that I just said. But it has to be good. Like, we have to like it. We're going to judge you if it's bad.
If it's ugly, you'll know.
Like, I'm not using it if it's ugly. So
yes, if we don't use it, just know that we pointed and we laughed at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We did. We probably showed a couple people too.
And then they pointed and laughed at it.
Yeah, exactly. Anyways, so are you ready for tangent number two?
I'm so ready.
Thank God. Okay. Kira, how was your New Year's?
It was good. I stayed in and I did a wine and vision board night with Emily and Zakia. Zakia told me to say her name, so I said her name. So my duty's done. But we had like ice wine, best kind of wine, by the way. I love ice wine. It was because it comes in such a small bottle because it's kind of like late season grapes. So it's mm-hmm. like there's not much of them. But I basically drank the entire thing by myself. I gave them glasses. But then I drank I had it in myself a glass. And then the night after I went out and I drank the rest of it. It was really good. So my vision board's done that I still have to. Yes. No, wait, did I send you a picture?
You did send me a picture. Okay. Can we talk about Kira's vision board for a second? Because I was expecting like something like ratchet.
Wow.
Not that I had like I was expecting something that looked homemade. Mm. Right? And Kira sends me this photo of this vision board. And I'm like, holy cow, this is professional. And it's gorgeous too. And the first thing that I thought too, when I had looked at it, mm-hmm. I looked at it and I thought, wow, like this is kind of the life that Kira has built around for herself and the vibe that she thinks. And it's completely the opposite of what I would have done.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my God.
And that wasn't in any way whatsoever a bad thing. We're basically two sides of a coin mm-hmm. and we're completely different in that sense, but we fit so well together.
I think so.
Yes. So tell the audience, tell the listeners.
Okay, wait.
I know there are listeners.
I am pulling up a picture of my vision board so I can tell you exactly what pictures are on it because I need a reference, obviously.
You know the ones I remember? Can I describe it from memory?
Yeah, of course.
There's some green and there's also two people making out in the corner.
Yeah, there is. Okay. So I have two pictures of archaeological sites. I have someone excavating a mosaic floor, and then I have someone excavating a burial with like some pots and stuff there. And then I have pictures of travel. I have pictures of like cool like alcoves with like bright blue water. I have pictures of markets, of picnics, of like healthy foods like tomatoes, cucumbers, whatever. I have a picture of, don't know this baddie's name, but this baddie I found on Pinterest with back muscles of a god. Okay. She's eating in this photo that I picked. And then when I travel to new places, I collect magnets, which is very basic. But that's like the thing that I've started doing for myself is every time I go to a new country, I'll buy a magnet and then put it on my fridge. So I put a picture of like a fridge completely filled with like travel magnets. And then I have pictures of like a suitcase that's full to the brim because duh, I have a picture of me. So people remember that it's my vision board for me. And then I have pictures of friends laughing together because the power of friendship, you know, Picture of a couple making out in a library because that's aesthetic and that's what I would like this year. I did not shove 12 grapes in my mouth for nothing.
Kira, okay? You've heard it here first. If you find Kira, if you stalk Kira's location and she's in the library, you know what she's doing.
Everybody's knowing what I'm doing. Okay.
I'll see that you're there and I'll send someone there. I'm like, guys, Kira's in the library. Gotta send someone to go make out with her.
Either that or take a picture of whoever I'm making out with so it looks like this photo. Okay. We gotta recreate it.
There we go.
Okay. And then I have one picture of like a hair inspo, which is like long brown wavy hair with like some layers because that's my hair goals for this year. And then I have a picture of someone just aesthetic, which is very like boho, like hippie kind of thing, which is my favorite. That's why I love summer. And then I just have some like miscellaneous stickers and I have a quote that says, if you're afraid to do it scared, like whatever, whatever. And then I also have a travel pin and the year 2026. So people remember. By people, I mean me. Remember what year this vision board was for.
Good. Guys, I'm telling you, this actually looks so good. Like, it's gorgeous. Like, I was kind of floored when I saw it.
And now it's on my wall. Ah. Yes, I remember.
I was, like, I wanted to make one. And I was thinking, and the only thing I could think of for what I wanted to put on this board was a photo of this girl, Savannah, this YouTuber, not YouTuber. Well, she did stream for a while, but like this TikToker. And I was like, oh, like, I just want to be her. Like everything she's doing. Yeah. Sign me up.
She is my goal. Mm-hmm. She's my goals.
She is my goals. And I was like, you know what? It's probably a little bit creepy if she's the only one on the board. So I was like, okay, I can't make one.
Because that's more of a shrine than a vision board.
What point is it unoriginal? Mm-hmm. So anyways. So my main goal this year, because I was like, okay, you have to have a goal other than being exactly like this beautiful girl.
Right.
She's got blonde hair. You know, I can't have blonde hair. I can't be her.
Mm-hmm. Blonde hair is expensive,
too. There is a small, small chance that I could pull off blonde hair. It's a blonde baby, you know. Mm-hmm. It grew darker with age. I don't want to pay the $700 to test the chance, you know?
Because when I went fully blonde for my birthday in first year, so when I turned 19, I paid, that's what I asked for my birthday. I asked for my mom to pay for me to go blonde. And it was $375 for my entire head to be blonde. And that was like virgin hair. Like I had a perm to even out my pattern in like grade 11. So my perm had grown out. My hair was like completely virgin brown. And so, like, I went blonde, and she gave me a cut and whatever. And then every time I went to get my roots retouched after that, which was, I think, twice I went to get my roots retouched, like, every 4 months or whatever it was another $300 every time just to get my roots retouched. Like, not even a cut. Like, just to get my roots retouched, which is insane.
That's so expensive.
But, yeah, so I'm now going back to my brown hair. So, like, my roots have probably grown out to, like, bob length by now. But the bottom half of my hair is like dyed over blonde. Mm. Like it's dyed brown.
It's expensive. Like it's that's actually like so crazy.
Yeah.
How much it costs.
Yeah. And I'm like, after twice doing it, I'm like, okay, like I kind of miss being brunette and I miss having $300-something to not spend on my hair.
Not spend on your hair. Exactly. So hey everyone.
Hey.
So instead of having my whole like 2026 being around this one person, I was like, okay, I'm going to approach this year with so much confidence. I can't be her, but I like she's like easily one of the most confident people that I have seen online. So mm-hmm. I was like, let me channel that and I can approach this year with so much confidence. And so much so that I'm like, I am going to channel my 8-year-old self who was telling my entire family my entire day at the dinner table. And they're like, hey, Carissa, like, what did you do today? And I said, oh, you know, like I woke up, I brushed my teeth, and then I explained every mm-hmm. single class that I had and every single thing that I liked and didn't like about each one mm-hmm. of those classes. And let me tell you, nobody cared. Nobody cared. It was like they were dreading to ask me about my day because they knew that I was going to go on a tangent about my whole day.
They didn't ask, you'd start talking about it anyway.
Exactly. And I'm like, okay, 2026. Now, I'm not saying that I'm going to be telling everybody about my entire day, mm-hmm. but I want to approach it with that 8-year-old confidence of just who cares? Cares. Mm-hmm. This is what I want to do. This is what I want to talk about. Let mm-hmm. me bring that to the table. Mm-hmm. So this is really good. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, let me bring this. Now I have a side story.
Oh, okay.
Let me come back to the side story. Mm-hmm. So I was like, good. This is going well. The other day, it was like last Saturday, I was having just the day of all days, all confidence. Mm-hmm. Let me quickly side sweep, actually. Can we talk in a little bit or maybe right now about how boring men are?
for a discussion about how like boringness you could go on for ages.
That's yes.
Because what do you mean you just do nothing?
I'll give it like a 2-sentence done and then we'll go back. First of all, I feel like I have never met somebody who is truly interesting and exciting and a man. Mm-hmm. Like there are very, very few men who I would put into that category. Maybe a couple. You know what? My mm-hmm. friend Dominic, who mm-hmm. does independent incidentals, he's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I'd probably put him into the cool and interesting category. Mm-hmm. But overall, as a species, what are they doing?
Yeah, not right? much, apparently.
Exactly. And I'm like, I'll be talking to men and I'm like, this is just the most draining thing. And you want to go over the exact same topic 30,000 times. I'm like, okay, like, can we please just have a regular conversation for mm-hmm. the love of God? Like, stop with this nonsense. Mm-hmm. It's all nonsense. I have tried to, there's this one person and I have tried to steer the conversation away from this one topic. It was like tattoos or something. Mm-hmm. And I was like, can we please, for the love of God, talk about something that is not this tattoo that you don't even have? Mm-hmm. And no, he brought it right back to that stupid tattoo. Like, I don't care. I do not care about you and the tattoo that you don't have. Can we mm-hmm. like, can we move on? Anyways, mm-hmm. so 2026, I was like finally coming to this epiphany that men really just suck. Mm-hmm. And I think I knew that for a long time, but like, oh my God, uninteresting, totally. Mm-hmm. So this new confidence, right? Totally have it. And I've been having it. Now ask me how that confidence is going.
Hey, Carissa, how's the confidence going?
So today in class, I was in class and my bag like tipped over and one of my Alanis, this is during class, rolled out onto the ground and made a little thump right in the middle of class. And this guy who's like sitting not next to me, but next to the empty chair next to me, he goes to reach for it. And I was like, no, like it's OK. And he's like, oh, like goes to reach out. And I'm like, oh, it's good. And he's like, OK, you're good. And I was like, he's like, should I like pointing to it? Like, should I grab it? And I was like, no, you're good. Like, no, you're good. And then that Alani sat on the floor for the entire class and I felt like a little turtle like hiding in its shell. Like, oh my God, I just told this man no when he went to pick up my Alani. I said, no, you're good. Like, don't pick it up. Don't pick it up and give it to me.
Just leave it on the floor.
It's fine. And you know what? In like, I was trying not to trouble him, but in hindsight, I was like, I should have just let that man pick up my Alani for me mm-hmm. and hand it to me. Like, that would have been the least embarrassing route.
It's only embarrassing if you think it's embarrassing.
That is something that really I'm trying to bring into this year, but my God, that was so awkward. Mm-hmm. And I literally like hid, and my friend Aizen looked at me and she's like, you're fine. Like, it wasn't loud. Mm-hmm. Like, don't worry. And I was like, okay, thank
Shout out Aislinn.
Shout out. Because
I love her.
What? Yes, love.
Yeah, peace and love.
Peace and love. So, yes, that is, oh my God, it's Dominic. Dominic is not coming in today, guys. So really, he's evil.
Oh, so you take back what about him being interesting?
Because yeah, you can't be interesting and bail on your podcast.
Like, what the tuna, you know?
What the tuna?
Dude, oh! my coworker says that and I can't unsay it.
Can we, that's actually literally the next thing that I have on the list. Can we talk about lingo for 1 second?
Absolutely.
Because earlier, I said, I'm thrived. And that one was a new one for me. And I was like, you know what? Like, I'm thriving. I'm aliving. No, I'm thrived. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, so what are we doing? Because one of my favorite ones that I've been doing recently is like, oh, I'm just really stimmed right now. Like I'm really overstimmed.
That's
like,
really funny.
And I really enjoy that. But you have some mm-hmm. really good ones. Can we go over? Kira and I did this, like, it's not entirely this trend because like,
oh,
those are like more like phrases and bits. This is just like average things that you say in conversation.
Yeah.
So new words, guys, add them to your dictionary. Yeah. Thrived and stemmed.
Yeah.
You go. You have a bunch.
Oh, do I really?
You do.
Oh, I can't. I actually can't think of
them.
She
can't
off the top
think of a single one.
I don't know. Gooped and gagged is one that I've been saying recently.
She does say that a lot.
Obviously, thank you, Barbie. Because thank you, Barbie. Because thank you, Barbie.
Thank you, Barbie.
And you have to say it like you're a little turtle kneeling down to the hare. You know.
What?
I don't know where that analogy
What does that
came
mean?
Because you said something about turtle being in a shell. I'm like, oh, I can run with a turtle. And then the hare came in there, and I'm not sure where we went with that. I genuinely cannot think of a single other vocal that I have that's not like a bit to be funny. It's just something that I say.
It's just something that you say.
Like, I'm genuinely thinking so hard, and I just cannot think of anything right now.
You know, it's okay. Be lame. I'm kidding.
I'm sorry. You're going to talk. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to think about what my choice is.
Think about what you've done. Think about all the audience that is probably clicking off the show now because you couldn't think of one of your vocal stops.
Okay, this one is one that I've started saying, but it's not actually unique to me. I actually stole this from my friend MJ.
Audience, come back, come back.
It's, are you jorking my it right now? Like, are you being serious? Are you actually jorking my it right now?
Are you for serious?
Yeah, like, a genuinely same vibe. Like, are you for serious? Yeah. Like, are you being, like, for real? For serious?
For serious? Serious?
But yeah, like, there's definitely a bunch where, like, I'll say them in the next couple of days and think, God, I should have said this on the radio.
It's okay, make a list. The one, the only other one that I was, like, I, like, put on my list because, was, like, hooray. And, like, I say hippie, hooray, huzzah, hippie, hooray, huzzah, that one. And I say hooray all the time because I'll, like, you'll text me something and I'll be like, instead of like, oh, like, great, that's cool or something, I just go, hooray.
Hooray. And then,
I think it says it, or it used to say it on the board over here. It's been erased.
It's hip, hip, hooray.
Oh, it does say it. Yeah. It's up there.
Yeah.
Yes. I use that one a lot.
I need to bring back yippee.
Yes.
That, yeah.
But like things like that, like little things in conversation. I think you said something to me earlier. I was like, oh, that's a good one. But I don't remember either. So
I'm
really
sure we'll remember
cancel
it.
Cancel both of us.
Yeah, we're both really bad at this.
So this is my next like kind of question for you, because I've been doing a lot of thinking about this over the break.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, how cool do you have to be in general to have a podcast? Like, when you think about it right now, do you think that you and I right now are cool?
I feel like for women, it's different, because if a man has a podcast, I think, oh, so you're an incel. Like, that's just my immediate thought. But for women to have a podcast, I know you're baddies. Like, the Two Hot Takes podcast, love you. That podcast where they read, like, smut, just, like, no prior knowledge of reading it for the first time.
Okay.
Batty.
Game idea, guys, for your next house party, put two people right in front of you, like two people facing each other, fill their mouths with water, okay? You're going to put your two friends right in front of you. They're going to be facing each other, mouths full of water. You're going to sit next to them. You're going to open up the dirtiest book you have and start reading that aloud.
Bro, what book was it?
Twisted?
No. It was Persephone and Hades retelling. It's like dark something. Okay, I'm going to look it up because it's going to bug me now. Hold on.
Do you want to like elaborate first?
I haven't read it yet, but I lent it to my cousin. She said it's one of the dirtiest books she's ever read, because it's like enemies for the first like five chapters, and then they just be fucking.
No.
Like the whole time.
No, I don't like that.
Which is whatever, like, I guess, but like it's going to really book, I guess. A Touch of Darkness. I was right. It was dark something. Yeah, I have A Touch of Darkness. There's a bunch of other books in the series as well, because apparently it needs a series. Like, there's Promises and Pomegranates.
I was going to say something, and then I just left my jaw hanging open for a second.
A Touch of Chaos. A Touch of Malice. Malith. Like, oh, what is it called? Through the Looking Glass, where it's like, there are lots of words to start with M. Murder. Something. Malith.
I actually don't know what she's talking about, guys.
That makes it funnier. It just makes me sound insane, but I swear it's real.
Hopefully somebody knows.
Oh, hopefully, dude. Oh, my goodness.
Anyways. So, I was thinking... And I was thinking about podcasting, like, in general, and the fact that this is something that I have been doing for the past 3 years now.
Mm-hmm.
3 freaking years, everybody. Twee! Where is my trophy? Where's my picture on the wall, guys?
Mm-hmm. I don't see it.
Yeah, me neither. Nate, what the freak?
Yeah, I'm looking around the room and I don't see it anywhere.
Actually, I think there is a photo of me in this office somewhere.
It'll be a little scavenger hunt.
Yeah, there's photos of all of us, though, so I'm not special.
Oh, so you're just like every other bitch to them.
Yeah.
Right.
So I was thinking about that and I was like, well, I've been doing this for so long. And then the idea came to me where it was like, when somebody asks you, I had somebody ask me and they were like, what is the coolest thing about you? And I was like, immediately the very first thing I thought, like, what is the coolest thing about me? And I go, well, I don't ski. and I don't wakeboard. And I feel like really, really cool people like know how to ski, like ski and like water ski or snowboard. Like when I think of a really cool person, they can probably do a skiing sport or like a wakeboarding sport or snowboarding, something like that.
100%.
Like those are the cool people. I'm like, you know what? Well, I don't know how to do that. So can I really be a cool person? And I think, well, like, what is the coolest thing about me? What is the coolest thing about me? Let me think. What do I do? Like I'm really interested in primatology. Like I want to live in the jungle.
I like monkeys.
And I was like, no, that's lame. Like I can't say like, oh, the coolest thing about me is that I like monkeys. No, that can't be it. So I was like, okay, I need something cooler. I need a cool thing about me. And I was like, well, you know what? I know how to beat the Ender Dragon. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm like, okay. So the coolest thing about me is that I play Minecraft for fun. And I was like, no, that cannot be the coolest thing about me. So I'm like, what is the coolest thing about me? What's the coolest thing about me? You know what? I get great grades in school. Mm-hmm. I am an academic weapon most of the time, provided that I'm not in a course with, you know, well, let's talk about it later. Mm-hmm. Maybe not on here. And I'm like, okay, I get great grades. Coolest thing about me was that I'm a great student. No, that can't be the coolest thing about me. It can't be that I'm a great student. It can't be that I like monkeys. And, you know, it can't be that I play Minecraft. So really, what is cool about me? And I've been thinking about this, and people ask me this, and I never know what to say because I'm like, what is truly cool about me? I just don't know. Mm-hmm. Like I read. Is that a cool thing to say? How do you become a cool person? And I was like, thinking about this, I'm like, wait a minute. Like, I have a whole podcast. Mm-hmm. And I wrote on my 2026, like, I have this little document. It's everything that I want to channel and everything that I want to bring forth into this year. And I'm like, I have been doing this for 3 years and I haven't acknowledged the fact that this is fucking cool.
Yeah.
Like, this is something that I have been doing for so long. And I sit in this studio and I talk in this mic and I have these headphones on. And, mm-hmm. and you know what? This is sick. Like, this is fantastic. And I have this record of all of my thoughts, and I'm doing this in a way that I'm producing media in that sense too. I'm like, this is cool. Mm-hmm. Like the coolest thing about me, you know what? I have a podcast.
Yeah.
And I go on and I talk about that, and I do that every week, and I can edit those podcasts. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing it for ages too. And they're like, okay, what do you talk about? And I'm like, well, like anything.
Like everything. Like
I get to talk about monkeys, and I get to talk about Minecraft, and I get to talk mm-hmm. about school, and I get to talk about everything that makes me a mm-hmm. geek. But it's wrapped up in this cool little present that is this whole podcast and radio show in mm-hmm. Radio Laureum. So I'm like, how cool do you have to be a podcast? Because you know what? I wouldn't consider myself a very cool person if I'm talking about like overall coolness. Like when you think about yourself and you're like, am I a cool person? Would you generally just be like, yeah, I'm cool? Or would you just be like, well, like I'm a person, I have my quirks?
I'd probably be like, I mean, like, I think I'm cool, like to me personally. If someone asks, like, do you think you come off as cool to other people? I'd probably say, I don't know. Like, I guess. I don't know.
I think that's a perfect answer. And I would like to say that today, Kira has these blue light glasses, and I'm so envious of them because they make her look really good.
Really?
In like a kind of nerdy secretary kind of way. Like the kind of girl that you see in like a porno movie, but not the one having
and
sex.
She has like a pin in her hair, and she takes it out and she shakes out her hair and it falls perfectly around her face.
Yeah. You know, maybe she's the one having sex. Let me take it back.
Shit, maybe. Who knows?
Let's get Kira cracked. 2026.
Oh my God. What do you think that picture of the whatever the fuck library picture and my Georgia's exhibition board.
Oh, that's my really God. Funny. But no, so I was like, and then she puts on this black trench coat and it's like wrapped up around her. I'm like, fuck, you know what? Kira is so freaking cool. And I was thinking that earlier, and I thought about it again on my walk home from the gym. I was like, oh my God, I remember Kira in that trench coat with those glasses. Like, that is a cool girl.
Do you want to know something funny about that trench coat?
Yeah.
It was actually a Christmas present, so not 2025 Christmas, but 2024 Christmas, that my mom bought for my brother's girlfriend, but then they broke up before Christmas after she had bought all the presents. So she brought me all of the presents she had bought for his girlfriend, saying, hey, Kira, do you want these?
Yes,
and I took the trench coat because my mom has a trench coat, but it's like tighter. Mm-hmm. Like the trench coat that I wore today, like I can wear big sweaters underneath it, but it was like, I was like, yeah, I'm keeping that, and I'm keeping your Sol de Janeiro mini kit because duh.
Yes.
Like
obvi.
But yeah, that was my fun little tangent.
That's good. Mm-hmm. But yes.
It was not even meant for me.
Ew, it looks so good on her, everybody. Now, her. If you're ever like, oh my God, like I need to think of something cool, think about my friend Kira in that trench coat. But yes. So,
oh my God.
So I was like, would I consider myself a cool person? Sometimes I'll be like, yes, I think that me personally, I'm like, I think you explained it perfectly. Like, yes, I know. Like, I'm like, yeah, I'm a cool person. Like, if somebody were to know me, they'd be like, yeah, she's a cool girl. But like, on outwardly, you're probably not thinking that. So new year, new resolution, new year, new monkey. We're kind of channeling cool. So that comes with the confidence, I feel. I think you can't be a cool person without a certain level of confidence in that sense. New year, new monkey. Like, this is sick. This is awesome.
Yeah.
And you know what? We have a podcast.
Yeah, like, when every time I tell people that you're having me as a guest, like, on your radio show, they genuinely like, oh my God, that's so freaking cool. Like, that's the first thing that people say. So, like, having a show like that to yourself is super, super cool.
And I want to put it out there, too, that I haven't gone the last 3 years thinking that Radio Laurie is uncool. I didn't want it to come across like that, because it's not that I was thinking that Radio Laurie was uncool. I think I was thinking that I was uncool and I was part of a cool, like, program. So it's like, oh, you put an uncool person in a cool place, and now I'm just thinking that, no, I put a cool person in a cool place and we're becoming cooler right now. Let's manifest that, everybody.
Yeah.
Another, how are we doing?
I'm doing good. I'm chilling. I'm comfy.
How do we feel about the show so far?
I'm liking just, like, talking. I think it's really fun. I do want to do another ASMR.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and I really am looking forward to when I'm finished Twisted Love, and then we can discuss it. Because I read the back of it today, and I read the last paragraph, and then I accidentally skipped to, like, the second page, and they're already talking about sex.
Yeah. Guys, little spoiler, we're planning on bringing our friend Ian in for Twisted Love Night. Ian is one of the coolest people I know.
Ian is a cool man.
Ian is probably one of the men that I would put into the interesting and exciting category.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Very few. I'm telling you, very few men make it in there. So, Ian, you should be proud. And Ian's not listening right now, so he's losing some cool points.
Yeah, but
yeah.
You got to lose some somewhere. You can't constantly be getting positive cool points. Like, sometimes cool points need to be taken away. Like, that's just how it is.
I'm going to put y'all on a cool point scale. Every single person I know is subjected to that. So tomorrow in class, when I say, you just lost some of your cool points, you won't know what I mean, but I will.
Well, if you know what I mean, then you get cool points because you listen to the radio.
Exactly. You guys should be listening to my show because we're cool. I'm just thinking about, like, I think this is good, and I'm really enjoying, like the things that we're saying here.
Me too.
But I'm like, what if I go back and I listen to this and I'm like, damn, we're full of shit. Like, what the fuck were we on? Because that's not funny or cool.
No.
We're just rambling here.
Well, yeah, I feel rambling. Like, the best podcasts are just rambling. Like, if I had a
podcast. You heard it here first, guys. This is the best podcast.
Like, you know what? If I had a podcast, I'd probably do, like, something where I'm, like, reading something funny. Like, I love, like,
I know what you're gonna say. Sorry.
Love reading, like, Reddit stories.
Am,
like,
I the asshole?
Am I the asshole for punching my mother-in-law in the face? Like,
no.
It's just shit like that, or reading passages from books like that, and then trying to keep a straight fucking face.
Okay, so why don't we do that? Because that was our, like, oh, like, game. We put two people there, and we do that.
That'd be really, really
funny. Let's make that an episode. We'll do it. We'll bring in the smuttiest smut books that you guys have ever heard on the radio before.
Yeah, so fair warning.
Fair warning.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a few other things that I totally had written down. Let me go through them.
Okay.
First one is type A versus type B. What do you think you are?
I would say I'm very type A. Like, I'm pretty anal about most things. Like,
I agree.
Like,
I don't care.
I have a calendar. I put all my due dates in there. And, like, if y'all saw me when I was planning my Europe trip, like, last summer, like, 2024 summer, I planned every single day. Like, I had, like, a time sheet. I'm like, okay, so we're doing this, this, and this. And then I booked the accommodation. I was the one who was like, okay, so we need to take this flight. We need to fly in on this day. And then when we got there, I'm like, okay, so I need to find the key for the Airbnb. And I need to blah, 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 blah. And it's, I like being type A because I like having a plan. If I'm not going to have a plan, I plan in advance. I'm like, okay, so if, especially if I'm, like, traveling or doing something, I'm like, okay, I need to plan in advance when there's a time of day where I'm not going to be doing anything, or, like, chill time that it's for us to just explore. Because, like, I like having everything planned out. I like knowing exactly what I'm doing, but I'm anal to a point where if my internal clock is not what it's supposed to be, I will freak out. Like, if I plan on leaving the house by 10 a.m. and it is 10:02, I will start, like, you know that feeling when, like, your jaw gets tight because you feel like you're about to cry? I will get that. Because I'm like, oh my God, I'm late. I'm the worst person ever to exist on this earth. I cannot believe that I'm leaving 2 minutes late. And I've been doing that more recently, like, leaving late, and I don't know what's with me because I get ready so early and I still end up leaving, like, 2 minutes past when I'm supposed to leave. And I hate it. I hate being late. I hate not being coordinated. I hate unplanned things. I like being spontaneous, but I like planning to be spontaneous.
Yes. We overlap so unbelievably much in that take that you just said. I'm like, what is the one, like, it's like, oh, me and Kira have two completely different vision boards. Where do they overlap? That is where it is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, I have a story about this, because let me say a few things. Kira, definitely type A, total germaphobe.
Oh, yeah, that's germaphobe, and I, like, not in a, oh my God, like, I have OCD, like, everything needs to be in a line, like, genuinely, like, OCD, like, compulsions, like, if I step on a crack, my whole family's gonna get murdered.
Yes.
Moving on.
Moving, yeah. Girl. So there's this thing that I've been thinking about. It's called therapy.
Really?
Yes. And you know what? Like, I was going to look into it for me, but maybe we can go together. Like not in the same session, but we'll find a place.
Oh, that's funny.
I think personally that, no, let me not say this yet. So my sister told me over the summer, and she says to me, she goes, Krisha, you are so type A. And I said, no, I'm not. I'm not even a little bit type A. And I'm like, no, here, let me tell you why you are type A. And she says, here's what you do. You plan everything that you do. You will be sitting here and you'll say, okay, at this time I need to go downstairs. At this time I need to be here. At this time you need to be here. You need to leave for this time. You need to be doing this and this and this when you get home. If you do not do this and this and this when you get home, you cannot do this and this and this the next day. And it's things like that over and over again. I'm like, okay, so yeah, I do that. I do that a lot. And I do that every single day. I'll be like at the gym and I'm like, okay, when I get home, I have to do this and this and this. And if I do not do this and this and this, then I cannot do the next step. It's like things like that. And I'm like, in the sense where it's like, oh, that whole plan thing.
Yeah.
And she's like, and you make these lists and you do this for literally everything. Now, this is one of my favorite bits, and it's been a long lasting bit of mine. And I have like my lists, and my main list that I bring up all the time is top 10 fears. And I'll, like, something will be happening. I'll go, you know what? Top 10 fears. It's always the first two. First two never change. Top 10 fears: dropping your keys in the toilet and Snapchat. And then the third one is always going to be whatever is going on in that moment. Yeah. So, like, I think it was yesterday, I was like, top 10 fears: dropping my keys in the toilet, Snapchat, and the people at the gym thinking that I am not gym person.
Guys, I was there for that conversation.
The people at the gym thinking that I am one of the 2026 New Year's resolution gym people and not a regular gym person. Because, guys, I've been on that grind.
Like, great for you for going to the gym for New Year's. Like, that's a really
I'm
great
so
thing.
So freaking proud of everybody.
I just hate how busy the gym is. Like, we went the other day shoulder to shoulder. I brushed multiple people and I did not like touching people.
And I don't, like, I'm wearing my baggy t-shirts that are from, like, 6 years ago, and people look at me, and I know they're looking at me thinking, oh, she's just starting at the gym. I'm like, guys, no, I've been here. Or, like I'll go, like, oh, top 10 fears, like, dropping my keys in the toilet, Snapchat, that skeleton cat in the archaeology lab.
He is cutie.
No, he's not. No, he's not. Top 10 fears.
Oh my God.
But I do that bit all the time. But it's low-key, it's like a thing that I do, and I put everything into lists and every single, like, different categories. I'm like, here are the things that I like, here are the things that I don't like, here are things that bug me in this specific scenario. And I do that for so many things. And I was like, okay, you know what? Maybe I'm a little bit type A. So I'm like, you know what? I'm probably like a type B plus. And my sister just went off, and she's like, that, like, see what you're doing? You're giving yourself a grade. It's not type A, type A minus, type C. It's type A, type B. And you just said B plus, and that was type A of you. And I was like, oh. Like,
she clocked your shit with that. Right? I love your sister. I only met her once, but she's actually really, really cool. I would love to see her again.
Hannah, you're a cool person. I agree. I'm putting her, she's got a lot of cool points. She thinks that she's type B as well. I would say she's type A. I'd say she's type A in a type B kind of way where you look at her and you'd be like, oh, she's probably type B. Mm-hmm. But my God, she's anal about a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm, my mm-hmm. goodness. But like my room, never been clean a day in its life, which is why I'm like, oh, I can't be type A because I'm so messy.
Because I feel like it's because you're so type A about everything else. That's like the one thing where you're like, okay, I'm going to love myself.
If my room is clean, something's off. Mm-hmm. Like if my room is clean, I've been stressing out to the point of cleaning that room, mm-hmm. which is like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Issue.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But no, I was thinking, you literally started going on the plan like tangent just then. And I was mm-hmm. like, oh my God. I was like, oh my God, like, I haven't heard Kira say that before. I was like, oh, so we're the same. And I knew that she was going to say type A because, like, mm-hmm. obviously.
Because, duh.
Because I know Kira.
Yeah.
But you started saying that. I was like, whoa, okay.
Yeah, I'm very, yeah. very anal with plans. Especially since, like, for, like, plans, I'm normally the one driving, so I need to be anal about it. I'm like, okay, so if we want to, okay, so, like, I need to leave earlier than everybody else because I need at least 30 minutes to pick everybody up, which means we need to be on the road at like 11:30. So I need to leave at 10:45. So I have enough time to pick everybody up and then give time for me to like put my car in park and then put it back in a drive and then sit for a couple minutes in front of your house in case you're not ready in time. Like blah, 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 blah. Like I plan all of that. And then I'm like, okay, so if I need to be home by 5, that means we need to leave the place that we're at 3:30. So that way it's an hour drive home and then like, no, like 45 minutes home and then another 30 minutes so I can drop everybody off and then I can be home.
That was a lot, but yeah. It's so interesting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's so nice to see how other people's brains work.
It is, especially when you're thinking like, oh, like, look at me too.
Yeah, I was talking to my friends Tyler and Sunny in one of my classes the other day, and I was like, oh, like we were talking about superpowers or something, and they were like, oh, I wouldn't want to read minds. I was like, no, like, I totally do, because yeah. I want to know how other people are thinking.
Yeah.
So if they're thinking the same, not necessarily the same things that I'm thinking, but the mm-hmm. same ways that I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Which I think would be so interesting to know.
Mm-hmm.
And like, if they're seeing the same things that I'm seeing and like what they focus on when they're walking through a room, that's actually really interesting. Like you're walking through a room, like, are you thinking about something? Are you looking mm-hmm. at something specific? Like where do you look when you're walking? Like little things about that, just about perception and about the mm-hmm. things that you choose, like your brain chooses to zero in on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would be so cool. They just said that it would be really overwhelming. So
I'm like, okay, but okay. In my head it wouldn't be like you're constantly hearing chatter. I feel like you'd need to focus and be like, look at a person, like eye yeah. contact.
Like I'd be, if I could to choose my superpower, like I'm controlling that.
Yeah.
Like
I yeah. would want to be able to speak every language and talk to animals.
Yes. Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah, like okay. I want to be able to talk to literally every living thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That'd be cool. I think it would be interesting to be able to communicate with both like plants.
With like maybe like monkeys, like some primates maybe.
Yeah, but I was thinking like, because I had this thing and I got ringed out for it, but like I want to know what like strawberries are thinking about. Kira's laughing at me because I've told her this entire spiel and I won't go into it again. And you know what, my brother and my sister and my stepmom and my brother and my sister's grandma and my other brother and my dad aren't listening to this right now. They aren't, and I guarantee you that. So you're not here to judge me again.
Okay, but
I won't have it.
I feel like that's a fair thought, because sometimes I'll, like, not necessarily for strawberries in particular, but as a kid, I had a very wild imagination. Like, I wouldn't play with toys. I, like you know the old hand sanitizer from Bath and Body Works, the, like, triangle ones?
Yeah.
I would use them as, like, dolls. Like, I'd be like, okay, so the...
What?
The men's hand sanitizer was the boy, and then, like, the fruity, beachy one was the girl, and then there's a whole drama. There was, like, everything. Anyway, all that to say is that I understand trying to think of the thought processes behind inanimate objects, because I've been doing that.
This is insane lore, guys. Kira used hand sanitizer as dolls.
Yeah, because the funny thing is, I had dolls, like, to you play with. I had Monster High dolls. And I still played with hand sanitizer. It's just so funny.
Kira using hand sanitizer as dolls is going into the same category for me in my same little list as Ian eating iced tea powder when he got high. Kira playing with hand sanitizer and Ian eating the iced tea powder.
Oh, that's in a group. When you eat sandwiches, it makes you do things.
God, I love a good sandwich.
Yeah, it makes you do silly things.
Guys, it's dry January.
Oh my God. I mean, not for me. But for you.
I think I'm the only one who does that now. I don't know anybody else.
No, I've never done like the whole like Movember thing, like the mustache November. What the hell is that?
I've never grown a mustache before.
I mean, like for men.
No, I love Movember. Every single man that I know should have a mustache.
I see. I'm the opposite. I feel like only certain men can pull it off.
But you should all try. Everybody grow your mustaches out, please.
Because you never know until you grow one. And then if it looks shitty, just shave it off.
Exactly. But I guarantee you, you'll probably look hot.
Most likely. It's the same thing with like mullets or buzz cuts. Like, I love buzz cuts. Oh, but only some.
Only on specific men.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you can pull off a buzz cut, a buzz cut with a mustache. If you can pull it off, like God, social security number, it's yours.
Oh my God.
You can have it.
Dude, a man with a buzz cut that wears like streetwear, like baggy jeans, like Letterman jackets, leather.
No,
literally,
I don't
come
get,
home.
I'm not into the Letterman jacket kink. That's just a Kira thing, but.
Okay, well, any baggy jacket, okay? I'm just, this, that was the first one that I thought of. But, like, leather, jean, corduroy, like, khaki, whatever you want to call it, okay? They can just all come home with me.
Yeah. There's literally...
Yeah.
Dominic's not coming in, so we have a few extra minutes. Hip, hip, hooray.
Huzzah.
The only other thing that I was thinking about this today, actually, because, you know, I walk home from the gym and I'm with my friend Nicole, mm-hmm. and God, I love Nicole. And I was thinking about this thing, and it's with my voice, and I do this thing with my voice where if I hear somebody talk for a while, that I'll start talking like the way that they speak, mm-hmm. and I do it with you, and I copy the way that you speak, and Ian would call this a speech impediment, but you know what? I say interesting because, and I say Gwiltweez because Kira says
why the fuck did he think I have a speech impediment? Was he say interesting?
He was
very
like,
interesting.
I was talking to him about vocal stems and I was saying interesting and Gwiltweez, and Ian goes, oh, so her new vocal stem is having a speech impediment? Clocked.
Literally. Oh, so you're ableist. Right.
Way
right.
to go, Ian.
Yeah, Ian. You yeah. lost cool points for that.
Ask Ian about the New York kind of jokes that he makes, too.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Ian, you lost some cool points there, unfortunately.
Negative aura.
Yeah, Gwiltweez. Negative aura.
Anyways, so I do this thing where I copy the way that people speak. Mm. And there's this one guy, and he's a YouTuber. His name is Awesome Dude. And he's like a Minecraft. He's like a Minecraft YouTuber. Mm-hmm. And he has this raspy, like he has a really raspy voice, and it's like raspy, but it's also really whiny. And when I first started watching his YouTube videos, oh my God, I hated it. And I was like, oh, there's this new guy, and my God, I can't stand his voice. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not into it. And then I was so not into it that I started copying it and doing it myself. And I was really on the Awesome Dude voice train for like a hot minute there. Because I'm watching all these Minecraft videos over and over again. And I was like, oh my God, I'm talking like this guy.
That's really funny.
And I couldn't stop. And I was with Nicole. And I was talking to Nicole. And Nicole's like, Krista, can you go back to your normal voice, please?
Krista, can we be done?
And we've like, Nicole and I go over this. I'm like, yeah, like I do this thing. I do this thing where I copy people's voices. And it's not to say that I'm going to start talking in a British accent when I hear somebody who is British, but you know what, like Greta Wilson, she's a TikToker and she talks in a certain way, and I just remember talking to my mom one day and I was talking like Greta Wilson talks, and mm-hmm. I was like, damn, like I kind of sound like a cunt right now, like I am being so bossy in Greta Wilson's voice, but I wasn't being bossy, it was just the way that she speaks sounds that way. And I was talking like Awesome Dude, and I was like, damn, like I am talking like a whiny little bitch, and I can't really copy the voice right now, like I'd have to mm-hmm. be hearing it for us to sustained amount of time, but you know what, it's really grown on me. So now when I watch the videos, I really like his voice now.
That's funny.
But I wouldn't, like, originally I was like, no, I can't handle it. But Awesome Dude, you have an okay voice. It's not bad. I copied it.
That's really funny. I do that with my coworkers. Because, like, when we're at work, sometimes it'll be slow. So the only form of entertainment is just speaking to each other. But, like...
It's crazy, guys. Like, People have to talk to entertain themselves. Can you imagine?
The What the Tuna? That's my coworker, Casey. And, oh, my God. I cut myself off instead of saying friend. I said coworker as if she's not my friend. My friend, nah, my coworker.
That's how I feel when I say, oh, my roommate. I'm like, guys, don't worry. Like, my roommates are my good friends.
Like, they're not just my roommate.
But they're like my roommate. Because some people think when you say roommate, it's like it's a step up from friends because you're more than friends. You live together. But then mm-hmm. sometimes you have a roommate and you're like, oh, like it's a roommate. Like, it's just someone I live with. So I'll say roommate. I'm like, guys, like, I mean it. These are my friends, though.
I have that. It's like literally what just happened. With my coworkers, and we like, because I'll be explaining it to other people. I'm like, oh, like my coworker, this, just so they know where the person originates from.
Yes,
because like I'll do that with my mom. I'll be like, oh, like my archaeology friends, oh, my high school friends, oh, mm-hmm. my trapped friends, like blah blah blah, and I'll just like name
Kira
the place.
Kira just outed her place of work.
Oh,
everyone, go find Kira's address and stalk her.
For the however many people are listening, probably. Handful.
I'm not gonna edit it out either.
Wow, you're gonna dox you. I'm doxing
you. Doxed yourself.
I doxed myself.
And I'm bystanding.
Yeah. But I'll copy their bits all the time. And it's like a chameleon.
We've been here a while.
My core hurts from the other day.
She's lying. She didn't even do anything.
It actually hurts really bad. Like I'm stretching it right now and I feel it right here. Sorry, I feel it right here, you
know? Me when I lie.
Okay, Carissa will do her set, and then when she's done her set, I'll be resting. And then by the time I'm going back to do my set, she started doing her set. So the only time she ever sees me is when I'm resting, and she thinks I didn't do anything.
I literally look over at Kira while I'm doing my set, and she's sitting there staring out the window.
Her and Nicole were bullying me at the gym the other day. Like, I went to do legs, but I went upstairs and it was freaking packed. So I went downstairs to do core instead because you don't need, like, machines for that. And I was doing my thing. I wasn't doing their core workout because I actually don't hate myself. But I was doing my own core. And then they were just hating on me. Like, I'll have my headphones on. I look over and they're basically pointing and laughing. And I'm like, oh, my God. This is, like, frenemies for real.
No, that's not cool. That's not true. She loves us. Or at least me. She doesn't really know Nicole yet. But.
Well, I'll probably piggyback on you guys at the gym at some point in the future.
We're doing this thing, new year, new monkey, new gym. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, the gym today. Can we talk about the gym? We did legs today. Mm-hmm. I went up on every single machine. Every single machine. I was lifting heavy today, guys. And Nicole told me it's just because I was like in the first semester I was just going back to comfortable weights because I was bored, and that this time I was like, oh, like going back to doing the weights again, and I was like, oh, actually I can do this easily, I should probably be going up.
Yeah,
but no, I'm gonna choose to believe that I'm buff and I'm actually jacked and
I'm yearning, I'm itching for a leg day.
I can't use the term yearning anymore, it's been spoiled for me.
We're just built for it.
Oh my God. I didn't even catch that at first. The leg extension machine, I'm happy to report, is fixed in the woman's room.
Yay!
Hip, hip, hooray. Oh, there's music playing.
Bro.
I think it's fine.
Background noise, never hurt anybody.
I think I'm going to give you folks on the website the unedited version of this as well. Mm. I think we're perfect, and I don't think I'm going to go through it.
Quirks are quirky.
How do you
fun.
Feel about that? How do you audience feel knowing that you guys have the unedited version of Bookmarked from January 7th, 2026? That one Good Luck Charlie sound, which is trending right now. It's January 7th, 2026. I'm still writing 2025. Kira, what are you doing?
I'm listening for the listeners.
Oh. They can't tell that when you don't speak.
Well, don't all talk at once, guys. I was trying to do a bit, and then you kept talking, and I was like, okay.
She's not at her mic. She's putting her ear into midair, and I was like, what is going on? Is it the ghosts?
Oh, it's not.
Anyways, we should probably go, I feel.
Yeah, probably.
Should we head out?
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I'm so freaking eepy, dude. Today was a long day.
I played a lot of Minecraft today, actually.
I haven't had time to play at all today.
I have something really obnoxious, I think. On our realm, I was thinking about maybe Well, first of all, I want to build my mansion. I want to build a castle, I think. Mm-hmm. Castle. I have to go to the Nether. I told you that. So mm-hmm. I'm not gonna start beating the game without you guys, but I do need to go to the Nether.
Because quartz.
Yes, I need quartz. But I was thinking, like, what if I also just had, like, a shit ton of iron blocks?
For what?
What if I waste all of my iron and make a crap ton of iron blocks and then my whole base is made out of iron?
Or, like, you know those kids who would, like, build their base in, like, diamond blocks and then they try to survive? It's like, oh, I built this in survival.
Yeah, except I'd...
all diamonds.
Except I'd actually be doing it in survival because I'm not a cheat.
Yeah, I... See, I would build in creative and then go on survival, but I would never use diamond blocks because that's for noobs. Because, like, what? Like, nobody's going to buy
that. Nobody's going to buy that.
Nobody's buying it.
I've been mining, actually, I've been mining on, like, that's all I've been doing right now because we just got, like, the realm, we have the creative part of the realm, which mm-hmm. is all in a border. So if you're inside that border, you're in creative. If you're outside of that border, you cannot be in creative. Mm-hmm. Those are the rules, right?
Yeah.
So I'm outside the border right now. I just started finally in survival. I saw the blue light outside and I was like, oh my God, who's there? It's the water cooler.
Oh my God.
But so I just started on the survival because I'm done in creative inside the borders. So now I'm outside and I just started mining. I have like 30 diamonds right now and I'm full diamond and I have like diamond tools. And I have been mining for hours and that's all I have. Like imagine having full diamond blocks. No, never.
Yeah, I need to lock in a little bit because I need to build my mushroom house.
You're doing a mushroom house? Fuck, that's so cool.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to see it.
Thank you, Barbie.
Yes.
Oh my God, quick side note just before we sign off. I remember I was playing Minecraft on my iPad because I've been playing Minecraft since it came out.
Like, she's I cool had like that, guys.
The first version of it, I asked for an iPod for Christmas so I could play Minecraft, and that was when there was 11 things in the game. Like, there was one tree, wooden tools, and then... grass blocks and wood blocks. Like, those literally it.
Yes.
And I remember, like, this was when there was wool and whatever, and horses were just introduced. And I had, like, a shack, and my fence was separating my bedroom from it. And it was, like, a world. I had built, like, a whole maze of wool mm-hmm. in survival. Like, the whole world was survival. I had so many diamonds. But then I died in lava, and I rage quit, and I never opened that world again.
That's so good.
Yeah, like, it's definitely still on my old iPad dying, somewhere.
It's, like, the worst way to die because everything you own burns.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's so funny, actually.
Yeah, I genuinely shut my iPad off.
I read a TikTok comment that I really related to, and it's, like, when you're playing and you're speedrunning and you're in survival and you keep dying or you lose something and you're so mad about losing that you just quickly switch to creative and give it back to yourself. And then you have, like, once you're done playing for the day, you can never go on that world ever again out of shame that you used creative.
Yeah.
You just have to delete it. Like, you're like, oh okay, you know what? Fine, I'll just go on a creative really quick and give myself one iron block. And you're like, no. And then you log off for the night. You're like, oh, I can't play that anymore. It's ruined.
That's really funny.
Funny. Anyways, friends and family, thank you guys so much for listening to Bookmark Today. We will be back next week. Mm. I will be back. We will see who else will be back. It is possible. It's a possibility. It's always open.
Whoever invites people to come, they'll probably come.
Somebody should know that there has been an open invitation every single week. If they would like to be here, they have the invitation. Quite literally, I did tell her that.
Yeah, I'm really sorry.
Yeah, we're logging off.
Yeah.
I can't read lips, but yeah. Okay. Have a wonderful rest of your day, everybody.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Peace and love, peace and blessings. Stole that one from my brother. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. we'll see you next week, everybody.
Yeah.
Bye. Love you.
Happy New Year.